Gemara says on Daf Lamed, if Mafsik says Miklanya is Avinta, the Zavna Minos, so he loses. Our case is where the Ma'arer doesn't have Eidim that he ever owned the field, but the Gemara Memalef on the base talks about a situation where there is a Marakama. We know that the Marakama owned the Bayis, and comes someone else, comes a Mafsik, and he's actually Mafsik there for 4 years. And then he says, Miklanya is Avinta, the Zavna Minos. He introduces this third character. He introduces that there's a middleman in the story. So the Gemara there also says that he can't lose, he can't win with such a taina. Miklanya is Avinta, the Zavna Minos is not a taina that would make him win, because he's relying on this middleman. The middleman could be a gazlan. It's not clear that he really deserves the field. But says the Gemara, there are two ways that he can win. Right? The Gemara Memalef Amebeis delineates two different ways that he can win. And Tosfos and our sugya and Daf Lamed explains these two yesodos at great length. First of all, the Gemara says that if he has Eidim the Dorbe Chadiyoma, if he has Eidim that the Mocher lived there for one day, so then he win with his taina. What does it mean he win with the taina? So the Gemara explains it's not just that he wins with his taina. His taina is Miplanya Zavinta Dezavna Minach. The taina is gornish. It's not going to help him. Right? It's that we need to assume that the Mocha actually bought it from the Marakama. So what gives us the right to do that? So the Gemara says, Taninon Leh, that we're going to be towing for him. As long as he has Eidim that the Mocha lived there for one day, so then we'll be towing for him that the Mocha actually bought it from the Marakama. And then he has the right to say that if the Mocha bought it from the original person, and he's Marzik, and he bought it from him, that's a good time. If he's towing, he bought it from the middleman, but we know that the mocher bought it from, that the middleman bought it from the original guy, so then that's a good time. But we need a tanina, we have to help him along. We have to help him along to be tanina that the mocher bought it from the marakama, and then the master can win. This is one way that he can win. And the Gemara suggested, there's another way. That if he's towing, kami didi zavna minach, if he claims that the mechira took place in front of him, not just that he heard, right, that the middleman said he bought it from the Marakama. No, but he saw it. He saw the Mechir itself. But says the Gemara, then he can also win. That's not Eidus that the Mechir took place, even if he just has a Taina. It's his own Taina. The Kami Didi is after enough. It's also enough for him to win. These are the two ways that he can win according to the Gemara. So we started discussing the second way first, right, the Taina. Right, we have to talk about each one of these ways to try to understand what the basis of this halacha is. So what does it mean that if he's towing kame didi zavna minach, he can win? So the Gemara itself says, I'll tell you what the svar is. The Gemara explains it through. It says it's a migul. But migul that he could say minach zavinta, again, in that case, there is a marakama. Right? So he can't say that you never owned it. But he could say minach zavinta, and if he said minach zavinta, he'd win. Why? We know that this is a marakama, but at the same time, the machzik was there for 4 years. So the machzik is there for 4 years. He doesn't need a shtar anymore, right? He can't. The marakama can't demand a shtar because he was there for 4 years. So he's not going to hold on to a shtar anymore. So if he claims minach zavinta, then that's the simple way to win. That's poshut. It's a great taina. That's chazaka sheyeshim ataina. Of course, he would win. But here he did not say minach zavinta. He said kame didi zavna minach. He introduces that there's a middleman that did the mechira. Oh, so why is that Ne'eman? So the Gemara says, B'migo. B'migo that he could say, Minach Zavinta, he could say, Kame Didi Zavna Minach. So the Pshuto, it sounds like, this is a regular concept of Migo that we're familiar with. A regular Migo. And that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos, by us, on Daf Lamed, says it's a regular Migo. And that's why he points out that if the Taino of Kame Didi Zavna Minach was not made originally, if he only said, Meplanya Zavinta, the Zavna Minach, and he stopped, hard stop, and then later, a few seconds later, an hour later, 2 hours, a day later, he said, and by the way, Kamei Didi Zavna Minach, Zavtosis, that's not going to work. That's a Migul and Mafreya, and that's not going to work. You can't say Migul that you could have said originally something different. Migul that you could have said originally Minach Zavinta, even though now you can't say Minach Zavinta anymore, that still works. Right? Once he says Miplanya Zavinta, Zavna Minach, he can't say Minach Zavinta. He said he bought it from the middleman, not from the original guy. It says Tosfos, once he said that he bought it from the middleman, and he didn't say the Kamei Didi Zavna Minach, so then the Migo of the Gemara is not going to work. The Migo only works if he has the potential to say that other taina now. But once he says Miplanya Zavinta, so he took away the possibility of saying Minach Zavinta. He can't say he bought it from the Marakama himself. So if the Migo falls out, then the taina of Kamei Didi Zavna Minach is not going to work. And this is Tosfos. comes a Rosh, and he disagrees with Tosfos. Rosh says, if the Machzik claims, if he says, I bought it from the middleman, who told me, the Omerli, who told me that he bought it from you, so then he loses the opportunity to say, because it's Mamash Estira. Right? He's so sir, his original statement. He says, Miplanya Zavinta the Omarli, the Zavinak. And now he says, Kamedidi Zavinak. If the middleman told him, so he couldn't have been there. Because if he were there, he wouldn't say, the guy told him. It means he knows. So that's a steer. In that case, the Rosh admits that's not going to work. But the Rosh says, let's say he only claimed Miplanya Zavinta the Zavinak. He didn't say the Omarli. If he only said Miplanya Zavinta the Zavinak, so then the Rosh says, even if it's La'acha Kedei Dibur, even if it's an hour later, a day later, he can say Kamedidi Zavinak. That would be Nema. That Taka would be Nema. And adds the tour onto the Rosh. And I think not only would he be Neman in such a case, but even if he only said Miplanya Zavinta and didn't even say the Zavin Minoch. Now, why would he say something like that? Right? We know that there's a Marakama, and that Mori Debesa, right? The owner of the house, as the Gemara Memala from the Besa, right? We know that there's a Marakama, and he comes and he says, what are you doing here? Right, so the truth is, it's not such a great taina because the person is doing it. He's been here for 4 years. Where were you? But look, chazaka is not enough. You need a chazaka sheishim taina to win. So he says, "What's your taina?" So he says, "Well, I bought it from. I know that you're the owner. Everyone knows that you're the owner." In Agamar and Daf Lamed, he admits that he knows that this person is the owner. There, Memalev, he doesn't have to admit. Everyone knows that he's the owner. It's bavust. It's famous that he was the owner. So he says, I know that you're the owner, but I bought it from this middleman. What kind of a tie is that? It's mudna. I mean, if he's the owner, so why'd you buy it from this guy? That's all he's saying. According to the tour, that's all he's saying. So if that's all he's saying, obviously he's not going to win. He's not going to win because we have a marakam over here. He's admitting that there's a marakam. All he's saying is, I bought it from this middleman. I bought it from, well, he doesn't even say middleman. I bought it from this guy. He doesn't even identify him as the mocher who bought it from the marakam. So obviously he's going to lose. He's going to lose for that time. Says the tour, according to the Rosh, if he later were to say Kamei Didi Zavna Minach, then he'd win. But Plani Zavinta is not going to win because it's against everything, right? He's saying he bought it from someone else, and yet there is a Marakama, and he's admitting that there's a Marakama. It's like, what kind of time is this? It's garnished. It's not going to do anything. But if he later says Kamei Didi Zavna Minach, says the tour, according to the Rosh, that would work because that's a perush of Dvarav Harishon. Mitritz Dibure, he's explaining what he said previously. That's good enough. What are you saying? He claimed, I know that there's a Marakama. He admitted that he's a Marakama. He admitted that he owned the field, he owned the home, whatever the case is, two different cases. So he admitted that there's a Marakama. And now he says, I bought it from the middleman. And hard stop, he stops his taina right there. What, so later you're going to believe him when he says, Kami Didi is not going to be enough? Bemigu, that originally he could have said Minoch Zavinta. He could have said Minoch Zavinta originally. Stachamigul Amafreya. Frech the Shach. How does that work? Tosus wouldn't say that works. Tosus would say it's a Migul Amafreya. We don't accept a Migul Amafreya. So why would the Rosh say that it works? How can that work? Stachapelin. It's a Pelin. Last time we mentioned that the Ktsos answers that maybe the Rosh had a different understanding of the Sugya. Maybe the tour felt that the Rosh had a different understanding of the sugya. That's why he was willing to expand the Rosh a little bit more. What's his understanding? The Kamei Didi Zavna Minoch is not Neman B'migu. That's what the Gemara says, but it doesn't mean it literally. It doesn't mean it's a regular migu what we've been talking about till now. The way the Rosh explains before, right? Migu is, there are two tainas, two possibilities, and you can say this, and you're Neman, this is a bad taina, that's a good taina, and you're going to be Neman with the bad taina B'migu that you could have said the good. No, that's not what this is. No, Kamei Didi Zavna Minach is really no worse than the Taina of Minoch Zavinta. They're both acceptable. They're both acceptable Tainas. So you know, from the Gemara, it sounds like he's Neman Midin Migu, but Tos wants to suggest within the Rosh that that's not how we understood the Gemara. It's not Neman Midin Migu, but rather it's a Taina Bifnei Atzmi. And because it's a taina b'fnei atzma, so you're going to be neman with the taina of kamei didi zavna minach, unless you're so sir, your original words. If you're not, if you contradict what you said previously, so obviously it's not going to be acceptable. You can't change what you said. If you said Neplanya Zavinta to Omali Dezav, so then you can't say Kamadi Dezav and Neplanya, because that's a stira. You can't contradict what you said previously. But as long as you're not contradicting anything, then it doesn't matter what you said. You could have said Neplanya Zavinta Dezav and Enoch, you could have said Neplanya Zavinta and stopped right there. It doesn't matter what you said. It doesn't matter what you said. Because the fact is, is a taina machmas atzma, says the Tzelz. It's independently nema. So if it's independently nema, as long as there's no stira to what you said before, then it's going to be acceptable. It's going to be acceptable. Ay, it's a migul amafre. No, it's not a migul bichlal. The Rosh agrees that a migul amafre is not going to be acceptable. But this is not a migul. So if it's not a migul, then there's no problem bichlal. It's a taina machmas atzma. The only problem would be if you soser the original statement that you made. The truth is, this idea is actually in the Duyuk and the Rosh himself. Because if you look at the Lashon in Siman Lamed Zayin, look at the Lashon of the Rosh, he says like this. Aval kevan shekfar omar de omar li de zavna minach, sula mehem elamar zavna minach kam edidi. If he said the omar li, then he's not going to be nema because he's so sick. V'niradim Amar b'stam meplanya zavinta dezavna minach v'suka Amar hoda Amarna dezavna minach kamididi hu deka amina mitritz tiburi havi. He's mitritz tiburi in such a case. That's case number two, right? He says meplanya zavinta dezavna minach, and later he says kamididi zavna minach. He's not soser himself. So if he's not soser his original words, then Rosh says he's just mitritz tiburi. He's just mefarish his original words. And if he's mefarish his original words, then what? Then what? Then it's a good migul? That's not what he says. He says, v'lotoin v'chozer v'toin. And it's not a chozer v'toin. It's not like he's giving a new taina. Why does he say that? He should say, it's not a migul l'mafreya, because he's just mefarish what he said before. We look at it as a perish. Migul l'mafreya is only a problem if what? He's not soser. He's not mefarish. He's mosif. So if you're mosif on what you said before, that could be a migul amafreya. That's not going to be acceptable. But if you're only mefarish, it's not a migul amafreya, because you're not changing anything. You're not adding anything. So it doesn't matter that it's not exactly the same as what you said before. No, it's a perish of what you said before. That seems to be what the Rosh is saying. But that's not what he adds. He says, and it's not toin v'choz of a toin. Why does he jump to that? The answer might be because the Rosh holds that Kamidi Dizavim Minach is an independent taina. It's not Nemon Midin Migul. It's not Nemon Midin Migul. It's an independent taina. It's Nemon Machmas Atzma. So the only reason why it shouldn't be Nemon is if it's Toin V'choz of a Toin. If you're changing what you said, if you're so certain the original taina, then it wouldn't be Nemon. So that's why the Rosh says, why is it Nemon over here? Because you're not being so certain what you said before. It's not a chos of a toin. It's not changing what you said. So if it's not changing what you said, then you're going to be nema. And we could go even further. You know, if you read the Rosh, you get a little confused. You feel like, oh, he's saying it's not a migul mafreya because it's only mefarish devarav. Is it really only mefarish devarav? It's mefarish. Kamedidi zavna minach. Kamedidi zavna minach is adding a new piece of information that we didn't have before. Tosfos thought that it's a tosefes, it's a hosafa, it's not just a perish. What, the whole machlokas, the Rosh of Tosfos is it a Tosefes or is it a Perush? Maybe the answer is the Rosh agreed that it's a Tosefes. But the Rosh says, Legabe, the Taina of Kamei Didi Zavna Minach, as long as it's not a Stira, then anything you say has a din of a Perush. It could be a Tosefes, but it doesn't matter because it's not Nema Midin Migo anyway. So anytime it's less than a stira, alpidin, it's like a perish. If it's like a perish, it's not a migul amafreya. It's not a problem bichlal. That's what the Rosh is saying. And that's why the Tur felt that based on the Rosh, you can extrapolate and say, even if he says meplani zavinta and stops right there, that's also going to be fine. He can say kamei didi zavna minach later. That's also only a perish? The answer is yeah, because if it's not a stira, then I'll pidin it the same as a perish, because it's neman machmas atzma. It's a taina machmas atzma. It's not a migul. So therefore, it's going to be neman, of course. It's not a migul amafreya, because there's no migul here b'chlal. So as long as you're not so sad the original statement that you made, I'll pidin it has the status of a perish, even if, you know, you and I would say that's a tosefes. I mean, you said meplani zavinta, and now you're adding kamei didi zavna minach. I mean, you're adding a lot of details to that. It doesn't matter. It's neman machmas atzma. So as long as it's not a stira to what you said before, then it'll be neman machmas atzma, and it's like a perish, which is not a migul afreya, and that's why it's going to be neman. How does Tosfos understand? Tom, a question before we get back to Tosfos.
Doesn't the Torah say v'shuv hosif? So it doesn't sound like it's necessarily being mefarish. It sounds like
no. V'shuv, of course, v'shuv hosif. But al pidin, according to the Rosh, it had the Tosefes has a din of a perish. If it's a Tosefes, so he'd only be neman midin migu. So if it's a migul mafrei, shouldn't be neman. But comes the Torah understands in the Rosh, which is the Ktos, right? The Torah understands that this Tosefes has a din of a perish. Al pidin, it's no different than a perish. What do I mean by that? If the tain is neman machmas atzma, I don't have to come on to the din of migu. So this Tosefes, which would have been subject to the din of migul mafreya, is not subject to that din because it's like a perish, and a perish is always acceptable. That's what he's saying. Al pidin, it has the status of a perish, even if this really is a Tosefes.
Where the woman says to
his
ish, and then she says
Yashti,
is that not contradictory? So how do you approach that exactly?
That's not a contradiction. She says Ashish ish, Hayisi. So then in the past there was an Ashish ish. She's not. If she would, some of the Mefarshim there on the tour, I think the Bach in fact said that really it's Lav Dafki. It really means Ashish ish ani, and then she says Grushani. I didn't really understand the Bach. If she's so certain her words, how could she be Neman? But if she says, I was an Ashes ish, and now I'm a Grusha, so those are not contradictory statements. So we just expanded that maybe it's not just where she says, I was an Ashes ish. If she says, I was an Ashes ish, or Lichten dem Verte, that she's not an Ashes ish now. Maybe it's more than that, that if she tells a story that implies that she was an Ashes ish, and now she says that she's a Grusha, so there's also a Pesha Asa there. Right? Because just because she was an Ashes ish at some point in time, doesn't mean she still is an Ashes ish. If she got the get, so then she's not an Ashes ish anymore. What does Tosfos say? Why do they think there's a problem over here? So the answer is Tosfos obviously assumes the Gemara should be understood to Pshuta. The Kamedi Dizarach is only Neman Midin Migul. Nesivis, on that Tos, the Nesivis is Sivkot Nechof Beis. I didn't assign it to you, but there in Simen Kuf Mevav Sukkot Chav Beis, he wants to suggest that Tosfos holds Kamei Didi Zav Neminach is not Neman by itself. It's not a Taina Machmas Atzma. It's Neman Midin Migul. Why Migul? Tell me the mast. Why is any better? Minach Zavinta is a Taina. It's Neman by itself. Yav Yecheskes Gimel Shonen, Dalit Shonen, whatever, Memalach from the base. So the Taina Minach Zavinta is fine. Kamei Didi Zav Neminach is also a good Taina. Why is it a migul? The Ksos Lachor is right. It's a Taina Machmas Atzma. It should be Neman by itself. It's no worse than Minach Zavinto. Certainly the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma, it's a migul. But, you know, in terms of Havana, why should it be a migul? It should be Neman by itself. Zokta Nesivis, what Tosfos holds is that the Taina of Kamei Didi Zav Neminach is not as strong as Minach Zavinto. There is a weakness in the Taina. What do you think the weakness is? What's different about Kamei Didi Zav Neminach as opposed to Minach Zavinta? What do you think? New hand. What do you think? What's deficient? Ari.
Sorry. Maybe you could say that if Kamei Didi Zav Neminach wanted to bring Eidim that the guy that you bought it from the guy, but you say
simpler. No Eidim. Simple. What's deficient about Kamei Didi Zav Neminach as opposed to Minach Zavinta? I bought it from you, or you sold it to middleman in front of me, and then I bought it from him. David.
There's when you're talking about coming to Didi, it's like indirect, meaning that you're trying to testify based on another person's actions versus Minach Zavinta is yourself.
Exactly. It's a little indirect. You're still saying that you bought the karka, that you bought the bias, but that kind of is only working through someone else. Now, you could say, so what? That's what the Ktos says. Right? The Ktos says that the Rosh claims, so what? The fact that it's working through someone else, why is it any more deficient? But Efshim in consulting, maybe you could say that because I'm working through someone else, it's more indirect. It's not as believable as Minach Zavinta. That's a straight-on Taina saying, I'm responding to your claim. You're saying, what are you doing there? I'm the Marakama. What are you doing there? Well, I bought it from you. But to say, no, you sold it to Yen. You sold it to the middleman. And I bought it from the middleman. It's a good taina, but it's a little more indirect than the taina minav zavinta. So perhaps one could say it's not as believable. It lacks a little bit of credibility. I mean, it's a more far-fetched story. So maybe that's what Tosfos holds. And Tosfos assumes that's what the Gemara meant. Right? That the Gemara said, Chazizi le Chavivi. What's that lashon again? Chazisa ledaite. I saw chazisa ledaite de chavivi. I saw Reb Chiya. Rav says I saw Reb Chiya would admit that if he said kamedidi zavna minach, he's neman b'migul. What does that mean? He's neman b'migul. So Tosfos understood because kamedidi zavna minach is a more long-winded taina. It's a more indirect taina. It's more far-fetched. Let's study Yiddish word. Far-fetched. Right? It's more far-fetched. So, it's not far-fetched, it's far-fetched. So that's why he's only Nema Bemigu. So Tosfos, if it's only Bemigu, so then you're only going to be Neman L'mafreya if it's a perish. But if you're Mosif on what you said, that's Bemigu L'mafreya, that's not going to be Neman. And that's why he says that if you don't make the statement of Kamei Didi Zavna Minoch up front, if you say Netanya Zavinta the Zavna Minoch, and then you add Kamei Didi Zavna Minoch later, Zaptoisit, that's a Midlum Afreya, and that's not going to be accepted. Okay, this could be the Machlokas process in Russia. Yes?
Why do we leave him to testify about his own, like, it's very no good to him, why do we leave him to say...
He's not testifying about anything. He's not an Eidus. This is a Taina. It's not an Eidus. It's a Taina. Balidover always give tainus to and fro, right? There's one Baldover, there's a Toveya, and there's a Nitba. So the Nitba has to answer the taina of the Toveya. But it's not an Eidus, he's not Neman Bayah, he's one person. He's putting forward a taina. But a person can be Neman with his taina. Right? I mean, keep in mind, if you have a Chazaka Shieshima taina, then the taina is accepted. But why? How do we know it's true? There's no Eidus on it. Who? It doesn't matter. Who cares? As long as you have a chazak, if you have edus on a chazaka, so there's edus that you were here. As long as you have a taina, that's a chazaka sheishim a taina, so that's acceptable. You don't need edus on your taina. The taina is sufficient, it can stand by itself. Okay. This is the first part of the sukkah. Okay, kame didi zav naminach. Mori. Okay. Let's now move to the second part of the sukkah. It's actually mentioned earlier in the sukkah. Right? Reb Chiya. Chiya says there about the Malach HaVeis that if he has Eidim, the Dor Bechad Yoma, that the middleman, that the Mocher lived there for one day, so then he's going to win. The Machzik only has a Chazaka, that he was there for four years. He has no Taina Bechla. I mean, I shouldn't say he has no Taina. He says, Meplan Yezavim Bezav Leminach, but he's hiding behind a Mocher. And we don't know if the Mocher is a Gazlan or not a Gazlan. So, Zok Reb Chiya, what can you do? What can you do to win? He says, just bring Eidim. Bring Eidim to Dor Bechad Yoma. Bring Eidim that the Mocher lived there for one day. And that's enough. Now, what does that do? It's still not a taina. Like, how does that work for him? So as the Gemara assumes, we're going to be taninan for him. If he brings Eidim to Dor Bechad Yoma, so then we're going to be taninan for him that the Mocher, the middleman, bought it from the Marakama. And that's what gives teeth to the taina of Netanya's Aventus. Now we know that the Machzik is given. Right? We need a taninan over here. You need a taninah. That's the hemshich of the Gemara that we're towing for lokeach, for yoresh. It's all based on taninah. But we have to get the taninah off the ground. He has to say something good. Right? There has to be some kind of a proof to let us be taninah. We're not going to be taninah in the velter right, without a reason for it. Since what the Gemara said, then you need eidus on something. If you have eidus to dar bechad yoma, that's enough to get us to do a taninah. So the question is, how does that work? What does the Eidus to Dar Bechad Yoma accomplish? You know, we've been talking about Cheskes Gemoshana for quite some time already. And it seems like when it comes to Karka, when it comes to Batin, you need Gemoshana. What's one day? What's one day going to do for you? One day doesn't establish the Mocher as the owner. He needs Gemoshana. So the Machzik does have Gemoshana. He has Gemoshana plus. He has 4 years. But so what? He has a Chazaka, but it's a Chazaka She'eni Mataina. So he can't win based on a taina about himself. He hasn't said anything about himself. He's going through the middleman. His claim to this bias is only through the middleman. And the middleman doesn't have a cheskes gimel shanim. So the whole thing's a house of cards. He's relying on nothing. So how does the whole thing work? It's such a pella. Reb Chiya says, just bring Eidim to Dar Bechad Yom, and then we're going to be taninan for you, and everything is going to be fine. What does Eidim to Dar Bechad Yom accomplish? What does that accomplish? That's a major discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. They all go to town on this. I mean, it's not. This is not like, you know, this is not a Tosefis on the Gemara. Just basic chat in the Gemara. Basic chat in the whole sugya. So there are two ways to answer this question. There are two possibilities as what the Eidus, the Dar Bechad Yom, can accomplish.
Just get the
issue. So we talked about Hainas Kame Didi Zav the Minot. We talked about that. Is that a Taina Machmas Atzma? Machlokes Kasoyis and Asivis? Rush the Tosfos, right? They're really, you know, they're hiding behind the Rishonim, right? Okay, that's the Chazara of the last hour and a half of Shira. You know, today, yesterday. Outline. Okay, the next issue we have to talk about is Eidus de Darbe Chayom. Eidus de Darbe Hamocher, the middleman, Chayom. What's that about? So there are two things that we have to prove over here in order that the Machzik should win. What are those two things that we have to prove? What are the two things that we have to prove? No one? Come on. Everyone, Moi.
That he and the Mocher both Lokeach.
Let's break it down. That what?
That he bought it from the Mocher.
That he's a Lokeach from the Mocher. And the Mocher bought it from the Marakam. Aren't those the two things that we have to find out over here? So that's the question. The Eidus, the Darbe Chayama, what does it accomplish? Does that buttress the taina that the machzik bought it from the middleman, or that the middleman bought it from the marakama? Now those are the two options. So who takes a stand on this? We'll start with the achron, and then we'll work our way back to the rishon. So who talks about this? A great
news. This is a ketos.
It's not a world famous one. It's not one of the top ten, but it's an important ketos. It's actually not even a ketos. The ketos quotes someone. Who does he quote?
Marit.
The Marit. The Marit made it big in the sugya. He has a couple of simanim. He said a shir kwali on this topic. The ketos quotes from the Marit. It's in the same simon. It's in the kuf mem vav. You know, if you look at the packet, you get the impression that it's like this is the ketos in like a totally different place, because there's a totally different printing. You have a small ketos, you have a large ketos, but no, it's just I only had one page, so I made it bigger so you can see it more easily. It's just the next page, or actually it's the previous page. The same sin, same sin. What does the ketos say? Shadar bo hamorish, quotes from the Shulchan Aruch, but dar bechad yomer, right? He's talking about a morish and a yorish, but it's the same idea. Perek cheskas. He talks like a yeshivish, you know. I see Sadi the Darbe Mocher Chayoma. Marit Bechelek Choshe Mesh Bekosov. Time of the Chayoma, Mishim Dlochoshev Lokeach Elam Kemavar Shaya Darbe Oso Shemocher Lo Yom Echad. Shim Lokein Lav Lokeachu. Lo Yoda Shim Taina Liton Tola Atzo Bache. The Havale Chazoka Sheinim Ataina. What does the Marit say? He says the purpose of Darbe Chayoma is because without Darbe Chayoma, we question the taina of the machzik. Right? We question whether the machzik actually bought it from the middleman. Maybe because he didn't have a taina for himself, he was tola b'acher. To say minach zaventa, he's afraid to say that because, you know, he knows that that didn't happen. So he feels it's easier if he says, well, I bought it from the middleman, I bought it from you. So, you know, it doesn't sound as funny. So he's tola b'acher because he really had nothing to say. So maybe it should be viewed as a chazaka she'eni mataina. If it's a chazaka she'eni mataina, so then we're not going to be taninan for him, so he shouldn't win. So to Maria, that's why you need an edus to darbe chadyoma, to establish that he's a lokeach, to establish that the machzik actually bought it from the middleman. Once we establish that he bought it from the middleman, then we're going to finish the job to be taninan that the middleman bought it from the marakama. We have no reason to believe he bought it from the marakama. But once the machzik is a lokeach, once we establish that the machzik is not lying, that we can have an assumption. There is an assumption now that the machzik could have bought it from the middleman. How do we know that? Because there are eidim that the middleman was actually there for one day. Now, being there for one day is not establishing the mocher as the owner, but it's enough of an umdana de mochach that when the machzik says he bought it from the mocher, it's not like he's stam tola bachem, he's tola in the mocher, even though it's not true. No, the mocher was there. There are eidim that he was there. So there's a good possibility that he really did sell it to the machzik. So once there's a good possibility that he sold it to the machzik, then we can be taninan for him to finish the job, to say that the mocher, that the middleman, bought it from the marakam. This is the way that the marit wants to explain. And he says, I think it's licked in the verta of the Rashbam too. He says, v'chem pirish Rashbam. I see sadi kedei la'ames dvarecha v'shuv lo titztorech lo'havi eidim. Shalokcha mi baila. Oso shamochalacha. Just bring Aiden that he was darbe chadyoma. Kedei la'ames dvarecha, to strengthen your words, the Rashbam says, to bring MS to your words. And then you won't need to bring Aiden that the mocha bought it from the marakama. We'll do that job. We're going to be taninan for you. We'll finish that job. So, what does it sound like? Rashbam seems to be saying that as long as you bring Eidim that he was darbe chadyoma, so you're ma'ames dvorecha, you're proving your words. What does that mean to prove your words? So he's interpreting that what the Rashbam means is you're proving that you bought it from the mocha, because the mocha was there, so the mocha was living there, stoma. When you say that you bought it from him, it makes sense. He's not stam a person that you're being tola on, but he was living there. And once you bring emes to your words, so now we're going to be taninan for you. We're going to be taninan for you to finish the job, to say that the middleman bought it from the marakam. This is one approach. Okay, that the goal of darbe chadyoma, the edus of darbe chadyoma, is to establish that the machzik actually bought it from the middleman. But you can explain differently. You could say that the goal of darbe chadyoma is not to be not to make an umdana that the machzik actually bought it from the middleman, but rather so that we have some kind of an umdana that the middleman bought it from the marakam. Now, it would be better if he had gimel shanim, but here he's not trying to get a schus on the bais. The middleman is not trying to win. The machzik is using the middleman. If you want to actually be zoch in the bayis, you want to be zoch in the karka, so then you need a cheskes gimel shanim. But here, if all we need is the taninan, we have to be taninan for this machzik. So what gives us the right to be taninan? If there's like an umdana, if there's an umdana that what we're about to be towing might be true, so then we'll help out and we'll be towing for him. So if there are eidim that the mocha was darbe chadyoma, that eidus is not enough to establish the bayis in his home. In his possession, in his reshus, you can't establish the bias for sure, but it's an umdana that mistama he bought it from the marakam. So once we have that mistama, then we're going to be tanina. We're tanina for the masik, then taka happened. But without that umdana, maybe we don't have a basis to do that tanina. If we don't have a basis to do that tanina, so then we're not going to do it. Once we have an Eidus of Darbe Chadyoma, now we have an Umdana that Mistama, the middleman, bought it from the Marakama. So now we have a basis to do Tanina. So we're going to be Tanina for him that the middleman Taka did buy it from the Marakama. Oh, so once we establish that, then the Tain of the Mazda that he bought it from the middleman is no different than the Tain of Minach Zavinta. Once we establish, based on our tainan, based on our taninan, once we can say that the middleman actually bought it from the marakama, so then the machzik is perfectly entitled to say, with his own taninan, he's perfectly entitled to say that he bought it from the middleman, because now we've established with a measure of certainty that the middleman bought it from the marakama. Maybe that's the goal of the Eidus D'Gavei Chadyoma. And the reason why Chadyoma is enough over here is because the middleman is not the one who's being zocheh in the bais. He's the middleman, right? He's just the mechanism to enable the machzik to be zocheh. So if he's only a mechanism, then I don't need Gimel Shom. The Marit would say the reason why Gimel Shom is not necessary is because we're not establishing the mocher as the owner bechlal. The purpose of the Eidus D'Dor B'Chadyom is to establish the machzik as the lokeach, that the machzik bought it from him. I'm not establishing the mocher as the owner. The mocher is established as the owner through Tanina, not through the Eidus. So that's why Chadyom is enough. Chadyom is enough because once the mocher was there, so it makes a lot of sense that the machzik bought it from him. It's not just, dvarim bago, just words. It makes a lot of sense that there's certainly a distinct possibility that he bought it from the middleman. According to this other approach, no. The goal of the Eidus D'Dor B'Chadyoma, the goal of that is to create some kind of an umdana which allows us to do the tanina. The Marit would say we don't need an umdana about the mocher buying it from the marakama to do a tanina. We just have to have some kind of an umdana that the marzik bought it from the mocher, and then we can finish the job. The other approach is to say, no, we can't do a tanina unless there's some kind of an umdana. There's some type of a sensible, logical assumption that the middleman actually bought it from the marakam. But once we have that understanding, once we have that edus, even if it's on chadyoma, that's enough for us to do a tanina. And then the machzik can put forward his own tanina. And then we'll accept his tanina that he bought it from the middleman. Who says this? A couple of rishon. Okay, the rishonim have different formulations of this, but it really comes down to the same point. Ramban, for example. Ramban there on Daf Malach on the base. Ramban writes as follows. Hoda amalei rabchia lehahu gavra islach sadi de dorbe hahu de kamach hafilu chadyoma. The Iulam Ahemen Lomar the Dorbe Migudi Boy Omar Nazavinta Minay. Time of the Mills, we're going to get to that. Like, much of what the Rishonim say on this topic, the Eidus the Dorbe Chadyoma, it's really coming to answer whether a Taina the Dorbe Chadyoma is going to be enough. That's the third and final issue. So, right, we talked about a Taina of Kame Didizav Naminach. Now we're talking about an Eidus D'Dor B'Chadyoma. And the third question is, can a Taina D'Dor B'Chadyoma? Because the Gemara didn't think of such a possibility, but the Rishonim talk about it. So the Ramban is trying to explain why a Taina D'Dor B'Chadyoma is not going to work. So he contrasts that with an Eidus. So what does he say about an Eidus? Taima D'Milsa, D'lo Taninan Le'anan, Lokcha Mocha Min Orishon, Elim Ken Yesh Eidim Sh'Raglayim L'Dover Sh'Lokcha, Kevin Sh'Dor B'Chadyoma. Says the Ramban, the goal of the Eidus D'Dor B'Chadyoma is to create a raglayim ledover of what? That the middleman bought it from the marakama. To create a raglayim ledover, to create an umdana demuchach, that the middleman bought it from the marakama. That's the goal of the Eidus. That's the goal of the Eidus. Umishumigu didei lo tanina le anan. And that's why the Ramban says he can't be neman with the taina of the Dorbe Chadyoma, kame didi Dorbe Chadyoma, because if he's only putting forward a taina, so why is he neman with that taina? It's not an eidus, so why is he neman with that taina? Only based on amigu, as up the Ramban. And amigu is not enough, because there's no eidus. The migu doesn't create raglayim ladav, it doesn't create umdana demuchach. Amigu is a measure of vira, but it's not strong enough. I need an eidus to D'Dor B'Chadyoma to create a raglayim ledover that the mocher, that the middleman bought it from the marakama, and once we have a raglayim ledover that he bought it, then we can be tanina to finish the job, says the Ramban. The goal of the Eidus is not to establish the machzik as a lokeach that he bought it from the middleman. No, it's to clarify, to create an umdana that the middleman bought it from the Marakama, says the Rambam. The Rashba says something similar. But he looks at it from the other perspective. The Rashba there on that Malachim base. Rashba says, Mashva dafilu amalei hai kamoi didi darbe chagyom alo mehemen. Nochamo, he says the same as Ramban, that a tain of kamoi didi darbe chagyom is not going to work in Eden Avis. The amarav chazisi ledaita de chalivi di amalei kamoi didi zavna mehemen. Rav says only kamoi didi zavna minoch works, but he doesn't mention kamoi didi darbe chagyom, so it sounds like that tain doesn't work. Okay. What's the svar, he says? The tain of the milsa, Reb Chiya thought that if he really did buy the field, right? If the middleman bought the field, if he bought the bayis, so someone would have seen. Someone would have seen that he lived there a little bit. So if you don't have an Eidus to Darba Chayoma, it's like a Chazaka that he didn't do it. It's not that you need a Raya that he did it. It's that if you don't have the Eidim, the Darba Chayoma, there's a Reyesa in the Taina that he bought. Comes down to the same point, right? He's saying that the taina is a taina klusha. Taina is a taina reya if you don't have Aiden that he lived there at least for one day. The Ramban, you know, focuses on the positive, right? That we want to establish, right? We want to create an umdan al mukhaf, raglayim ladova that he bought it. The Rashba says, no, that if you can't have, if you don't have the Eidus, that's a raya fakert, it's a raya neged, it's a reyesa in his taina, something bad in his taina. The truth is that the Ramban at the end of the Dibra Maskil adds this point too. Ramban at the very end says, the ilo ta'in lo tanin alei mishum de mechzi lon keshikra ho v'lo darba. It's mechzi keshikra if he didn't live there one day. Meaning if you don't have an edus that he lived there one day, it's mechzi keshikra. It's a positive if there is edus that he lived there one day, and if it's a negative, if there are no edus that he lived there one day. Because if he really bought the field, he would have lived there. People would have seen him. People on the block. See, and he comes in one day, you know, it's not going to be missed on people. So there should be Eidim that he was there at least for one day. If you can't have Eidim that he was there for one day, a taina is not going to be enough, Zakhir Ashba. Because it's a reyes on the taina that he bought it. How could he have bought it if you don't have Eidus that he was there even for one day? So this is the other approach. This is the other approach. That it's a reyes. It's a reyes. Rabbeinu Yonah. Well, let's see. Let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah, and you tell me who he's going with. Rabbeinu Yonah and Daphim Zayin. That's smack in the middle of a different sugya, but there's a nekuda that he has. Afal gab d'tnana b'machmas Yerushalayim tzaratayna d'av b'shlo hefzik aviv. What, someone who's yoresh from the father? He's b'machmas Yerusha. His father doesn't have a chazaka. He doesn't need a taina. We're going to be taina for him. How? So Kemet Shechzik, Hayoresh V'lamacha, HaMa'ar, HaRezu Chazaka. If the Yoresh is Machzik, and the Ma'ar says nothing, that's good Chazaka. But HaKaim Alan Debein and Eidim D'Darbe HaMoresh Chayoma. Don't you need Eidim that he was Darbe Chayoma? Why? Sheyesha Ma'amasla D'Karka L'Kucha Ha'isa B'Yad Oviv. Ve'amasla Zumasayas L'Chazaka Shechzik Hayoresh, etc. What's he saying? That the goal of Darbe Chayom is what? To create an excuse or an umdana that the father bought it. Right? That the father acquired it in some way behetah. But Ben Yonah is like whom? Ramban, right? He's learning a positive. That the Eidus to Darbe Chayom proves, right? It doesn't prove conclusively, right, but it certainly lends credibility to the possibility, right, to the belief that the middleman bought it from the original guy, from the Marakama. like the Ramban. The Rashba focuses on the other direction. That it's not that it's like a positive, it's that if you're missing it, that's a negative. That produces a reisa to your time. So to say that the middleman bought it from the Marakama, that's much more difficult. The Maritz says it's nothing to do with that Bechlal. We're not focusing on the middleman buying from the Marakama. That's not what this Eidus is coming to accomplish. Zok the Maritz, the Eidus is coming to accomplish to establish the Machzik as buying it from the middleman. That's what it's coming to accomplish. These are the two approaches. Okay, let's get this on the board.
Right, one approach is that the Eidus is Likvoa Hamachzik Kilokeach. Kilokeach Min Hamoche. Right? Emeh, the middleman. Emtsoi, right? The middleman. That's the goal. The other approach is L'chazek hataina shehamocher lokach min amarka. Raglayim ledaver shelokach, or l'salek reyes shelolokach. Ramban, Rabbi Yona, Rashba. And this, of course, is the Ketzos B'Shem Marit. What's happening here?
Nice. Stars.
What's happening here? What's the matter?
Let's say you don't have the Eidus, but you have some other way to prove what you want to prove. Let's say I don't have Eidus the Derbe Chayama, but the Machzik has something else. What does the Machzik have? Let's say he still has the Shtar Mechira from the middle. Will that accomplish the same thing? Will we be Tanin and Le? Again, even though he has a shtar mechir from the middleman, we still don't know that the middleman is not a gazlan. He could be a gazlan. How do we get out of that problem? Right? How can we say that this is a chazaka sheyeshi mataina? But he could have bought from the middleman from today till tomorrow. But the fact is that the middleman is a gazlan, so the whole thing is b'gzeila b'yado. So what prevents us from saying that? I shouldn't say it quite like that. But what allows the masik to win? What's the word? What allows the ma- no. Tanin. Right, we still have to fill it in with the tanina. Still need a tanina. But we want to know that the machzik bought it from the middleman. Right? Let's say the machzik is a shtar mechira. Would that work? Zok the marit. I don't see why not. Shtar mechira should be just as good. Shtar mechira should be just as good. Because if the goal of the Eidus the Derbe Chayama is to establish that the Machzik is a lokeya, that the Machzik bought it from the middleman, Shtar Mechira certainly establishes that he bought it from the middleman. I mean, Ein Lecha Raya Gadol Mizu, right? It's also Eidus. It's Eidus B'Shtar. What was the difference? Eidim the Derbe Chayama is not even an Eidus that he bought it. It's an Eidus that the Mocher lived there. This is Mamish and Eidus that he bought it from the middleman. So it certainly should work. That's what he wants to suggest. What's the problem? The problem is Marit is an Achron, but if he's against the Rishon, he's against whom? He's against the Rashba. The Ktzos says it's not a pel. The Ktzos quotes the Marit, but he doesn't like the Marit. So he disagrees with him. He takes the second approach. He doesn't quote the Ramban. He doesn't quote Rabbi Yonah. He doesn't quote the Rashba, but he also takes that approach. And he says, I think the Rashbam is like me. I think he's against the Marit. Which Rashbam? Who Rashbam? So for that, we have to turn back to Lamed. The Rashbam and Lamed Amid Beis? What does Rashbam say? He starts off. Miplanya zaventa dezavim mina kloman. Sh'amali b'shas mechira shu lakcha mimeich. What's the case over here? That there's a ma'ara that comes to Beis Din and says, what are you doing b'hai ara? The time is against the ma'achzeh. And he answers, Miplanya zaventa dezavim mina. So Zakhtar Rashbam, kolomar sh'amali b'shas mechira. He doesn't say da'amali dezavim mina. He just says, Miplanya zaventa dezavim mina. Klomar, which means the Amali B'Shas Mechira, because he said that he bought it from you. Says the Rashba, obviously, since he's not Machzeh Gimel Shonim, in the case on Daf Lamed, there was no Cheskas Gimel Shonim. The case on Mem Aleph Amid Beis, there was a Cheskas Dalet Shonim. They're not exactly the same case. Right? In the case on Daf Lamed, there was no Marakama. We don't know that he was a Marakama. There's a Hodah that he was the Marakama, but we don't know that for sure. That was a whole discussion we had. Where's the Hodah stemming from? Dr. Rashbam, since he doesn't have Cheskas Gimel Shonim, it's obviously the Shtar Mechira is still in his hand. Because the Shtar Mechira is not in his hand. There's no, like, he has nothing to go on. Shtar Mechira is still there. And what does the Gemara say? He loses. And his time is not a good time. It's a Chazaka She'eni Matan. He's going to lose out. Dr. Rashbam, but if he would have said Kamedidi, or if he had an Avis to Darbe Chad Yoma, then he'd win. Right? The Rashbam says that obviously he has a Shtar Mechira, but that's not going to help him because he has a Chazak Hashem Matayna, so therefore he's going to lose. What's up to Rashbam? If he would have an Avis to Darbe Chad Yoma, then he would win. Fractic Tzos, Lefi, what the Marit says, that a Shtar Mechira can take the place of an Avis to Darbe Chad Yoma. So what's the problem over here? If he has a Shtar Mechira B'yado, that's tantamount to having Eidus Tadar Bechad Yoma. So why should he lose Bechlal? The Rashbam says that he's going to lose, but if he had an Eidus Tadar Bechad Yoma, he would win. But if Shtar Mechira can take the place of the Eidus Tadar Bechad Yoma, why should he lose in this case Bechlal? The only way that he would lose is if he doesn't have the Shtar. Right? Dr. Tos, what do you see from this Rashbam? That the Shtar Mechira is not going to help. That Eidus the Dar B'Chad Yom is the only thing that's going to help him. Not the Shtar Mechira. That despite the fact that he has the Shtar Mechira, if he doesn't produce the Eidus the Dar B'Chad Yom, he loses. Now, why should that be true? If the goal of the Eidus the Dar B'Chad Yom is to establish that the Machzik bought it from the middleman, a Shtar Mechira is the best way to establish that. So why shouldn't Shtar Mechira be enough? The Marit is right! Zokdek Tzos, because the Marit is wrong. Because the goal of the Eidus the Dar B'Chad Yoma is not to establish that the Machzik bought it from the middleman. It's to create some kind of an umdanah that the middleman bought it from the Marakama. That's the goal. So a Shtar Mechira is not going to help you. You can produce the Shtar Mechira from Haipiz Morgan. It's not going to help you. That's between the Machzik and the middleman, not the middleman and the Marakama. That's why the Rashbam said that it doesn't matter. Despite the fact that you have a Shtar Mechira, it's not going to help you unless you have the Eidus to Dar B'Chad Yoma. Said the Ktzos, from the Rashbam, you see a Raya against the Marit. You see that the goal of the Eidus to Dar B'Chad Yoma is not to establish the Machzik as a Lokeach, right? To establish the Machzik bought it from the middle. Because if that's the case, then why does he need the Eidus over here? He has a Shtar Mechira, Rashbam said. And the Shtar certainly can establish that he bought it. Must be that that's not the goal of the Eidus. The goal of the Eidus is to give an umdana that the mocher bought it from the Marakama, and that umdana enables us to be taninan for him. So only the Eidus is going to help you. The Shtar Mechira is not going to help you because that has nothing to do with the Marakama and the middleman. And says the Tzos, just parenthetically, that's what the Rashbam seems to hold, he says. Not only that, he thinks that the Rashbam at Marit was medayek from. He thinks that Rashbam is no raya to the Marit. He thinks it's a raya to the others. It's a raya to the other tzad. Which Rashbam? Marit quoted the Rashbam. I see sadik teila amis dvarecha v'shuv lo tetzarech lavi edim shalakcha mibaylov. Says the Ktos in the next column. He says, "Vezesh shekasav Rashbam, Aisi Sadi, etc." V'hainu de bozeh anu Me'amsin divrei halokeach shekano hamocher min bailov. Kevan da'al kaponim darbo yom echad b'shofin. Says the lashon kedei la'ames dvarecha. What does that mean? La'ames dvarecha, that you bought it from the middle man? Vushteit. It doesn't say that in the Rashbam. To prove what you're saying, to prove which part of what you're saying, he's saying two things. He's saying, I bought it from the middleman who bought it from the Marakama. Maybe that statement is saying, to be ma'ames dvarecha, that you say that the middleman bought it from the Marakama. Maybe that's the goal of the Eidus. It's not to prove what you're saying. It's not to prove what you're saying, that you bought it from the middleman, but rather it's to prove that the middleman bought it from the Marakama. There's no raya from the Rashbam bichlal to the Marit. What's more, from the Rashbam of Daflam and Arabez, you see clearly, not like that, because he says you need the Eidus, the Dabe Chadyom, even when you have a Shtamachir. Even when you have a Shtamachir. Wow, so it seems like most of the Rishonim are against the Marit. Right? It seems like all the Rishonim are against them, right? We have the Rambam was against the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashbam. The Rashbam now is against him also. So, like, I mean, how do you say such a thing? Rashbam's against all the Rishonim? I mean, it almost seems like it's a krumah svara. I mean, I can't say it, but it almost seems like it's a krumah svara, right? It's not such a krumah svara. Someone did say it. The Rishonim say it. Who said it? The Tosis Rib. Tosis Rib. My Rib is sitting pretty with Tosis Rib. Who Tosis Rib? What Tosis Rib? Tosis Rib. Tosis Rib on Daf Mem Aleph on the base. That's also going to relate to the third section of the Sugya too. But he makes a statement that's relevant to this section also. What does the Tosis Rit say? A small Tosis Rit. You know, we're not even going to read the crux of it. Right? He's asking the same kasha that all the other Rishonim asked. Why do you need Eidus the Darbe Chadyom? Shouldn't it be enough to have a taina? That's his kasha. And then he says, Truva, he gives an answer. Okay, we'll get to that part of the Tosis Rit later. That's not for now. But at the end of the Tosis Rit, he says, Tosis Rid says that you don't need an Eidus to Darbe Chadyoma. If he has a star, that's good enough. That can take the place of the Eidus. He says the Feirish, like the Marit, that you don't need a star, that you don't need the Eidus to Darbe Chadyoma, a star mechir would be enough. Why? Shekevan shebrurin shezelok chamei also ploni. Ton in Bavuro Dau Ploni Zavda Meahima Arer. Because once it's established that the Machzik bought it from the middleman, so then we can be Taninan for him to finish the job. Straight Marit. Straight Marit. The Tosis is Mamish Marit. It's literally, he says his words. That the goal of the Eidus Tadore Chadyoma is not to establish the middleman as buying from the Ma'are. No, it's to establish the Machzik as buying from the middleman. That's the goal. It's up to Tosus Rid, since that is the goal. Shtar Mechira is just fine. Shtar Mechira would take the place of that Eidus because it also proves that the Machzik bought it from the middleman. So of course the Shtar Mechira should be just as good. That's the Maritz Shita. That's the Maritz Shita. So all the other Rishonim argue, the Rashbam seemingly argues, not so much from the Diuk that we had, right? The Diuk could go either way. Kedei la'amis tvarecha. Could say it either way, but the Rashbam and the Avlam and the Mabez sounds like Rav Rishon. Right? The fact that he says that the Masik has a Shtar Mechira, and nevertheless he needs an Eidus to Darbe Chadyoma to win, what does he need the Eidus for? If he has a Shtar Mechira, what does he need the Eidus for? So it sounds like a Shtar Mechira is not going to work. So if a Shtar Mechira doesn't work, it must be that the Eidus is not to prove that he bought it, but rather that the other guy, that the middleman bought it from the Marakama. So we can add the Tosis Rid. The Tzos B'Shem Arit and the Tosis Rid both assume that the Eidus the Darbech Chadyoma is to prove that the Masik bought it from the Mocher. And all the other Rishonim seem to argue. Nafkamina being Im Yeshlo Masik. Does that work? Can the Shtar Mechira work in place of the Eidus or not? Rashbam? No, Tosis Rid, yes. whatever. I think you get the point, right? Yeah, question.
Yeah, according to the second approach, why is it fundamentally different if you have a shtar or you have eidim? Either way, you're making an umdana based on the fact that the mocher lived there at some point, right? I mean, the mocher at least owned that property, so why does it matter if he lived there or you have a shtar? Why is it fundamentally different according to that approach?
Well, according to the Ramban, right, we need an eidus that he lived there. Just because he sold it to the matzik doesn't mean that he ever owned it. Right? If he didn't live there, there's no umdana that he ever owned it. He might be a gazlan.
Because he's a gazlan if he lived there also? Like, we know by karka people aren't considered to take just go onto the property, so why can't we make that same assumption? If he lived there one day, who say he owned it? And why is that a better ride if you had a shtar?
I think it's better because if you come to the property, that's more of an umdana that you actually own it. Just the fact that you wrote a shtar doesn't mean anything. I mean, he might be swindling this guy. It's not muchruch. But it leads us in a certain direction, which allows us to be tanina, right? Certainly, if you assume that the problem is that there's a reyus of it, if you can't produce eidim that he was even there for one day, there's a reyus of it, he definitely didn't own it. So the shtar mechir is not going to help you with that, right? The shtar mechir between the middleman and the machzik is not going to help you to take away a reyus that we say if there's no one that saw him there bechalal, how could it be that he actually bought it initially? So that's still going to be this. If Iraeus is still there, we're not going to be Tanina. Because we need there to be some kind of a semblance, some kind of a possibility, a distinct possibility that he actually bought it from the first guy in order for us to be Tanina of him.
But didn't we see the Rishonim though? There's a possibility that he bought it and sold it right away. So why do we have to have him here either?
The Gemara says that. Right? Isn't they asked for Priya. They said, you know, isn't it the muscle, you know, you can buy it at night and sell it. There's a possibility, but he didn't respond to that because again, in most circumstances that doesn't happen, so we don't have to worry about that. If we don't find Adam, then we can assume that there's Taka Reisen. If we want to be Tanina, we need something stronger. So even though it is a possibility, it's a possibility that he bought it even if he doesn't have an Eidus. But it's not the greatest possibility. So because it's not the greatest possibility, we're not going to be coming in based on that. Will?
When this mocher gets a shtar, sells to the masik, and he has a kliyam, no one looks in to make sure that the mocher really does own the field and has the ability to sell it? Like, is this a shtar mekayim in Beis Din, or?
I mean, the purpose of being mekayim a shtar is just to ensure it's not forged. You know, to be able to research and find, I don't think that's what we're going to ask. But we just ask Aiden, you know, do you recognize the signatures?
That's the master's job.
The master's job to
do
what?
The buyer's job to make sure that the person he's buying from really owns the deal.
Yeah, I think so. So look at the records and invest them to make sure it's not stolen. Yeah. Yes.
If the mocher is actually a Gazan, he probably wouldn't have actually wearing a shtar mechira. Then he's putting himself out there. But now in the case.
Putting himself out there, but the reality is, you know, I mean, is he here, by the way? Who says he's here?
Well, if the shtar needs to be included now, there's an error on the shtar.
Okay.
You know, you brought back into it.
Okay, but that's not necessarily going to stop. You're saying if the shtar is not okay, if the shtar is mekuyam, so then that means that it really happened. It means that it really happened, that he sold him the karka. I said, just because he sold him the karka doesn't mean that he's not a gazlan. Right? You got two people. They signed the shtar. The signatures are the signatures, and we can be mekayim the shtar. But it doesn't mean that the shtar could be totally emes. He sold it to him, but he's a gazlan. He never bought it. He doesn't own it. Right? He's selling stock that he doesn't own. That's a scheme. Right? It's exactly right. Simple put. But that doesn't preclude the possibility that the shtar can be mekuyam. So just because the shtar is mekuyam doesn't mean that he's not a gazlan. So we have to be tanina. The question is it enough? Just because there's a shtar mechira here, is that enough for us to be tanina? So according to a bunch of rishonim, it's not enough for us. We have to have some kind of a proof that he actually bought it from the marakam. No.
Yeah, that shtar between the mocher and the machzik is good. Would be going to base him based on an error. So the Marakam is probably also going to be an error on the supposed shtar mechira between him and the mocher. And that
there's no supposed shtar mechira. We don't know the shtar mechira. It's a taina. We're putting forward a taina, right? This person, again, this guy has a chazaka that he was there for 4 years. That's not denied. He just needs a good taina. As long as he has a fair taina, he wins. Yes, it's a chazaka sheyesh ma taina. So the question is, his taina is convoluted. It's complicated. There are two parts to the taina. So we have to be taninim for him to help him. The question is, do we have the ability to be taninim? So that's what we're discussing. What do you need to be taninim? But as long as you have that ability to be taninim, it's the Barakama's problem. He should have complained sooner than 4 years. Yes, Tuvia.
Can you explain again how Chai Yoma proves that the Moksik is Mokar
with the Marit? It creates an Umdina, right? The fact that the Mokar lived there for one day, and the Moksik claims that he bought it from him. So it's much more logical. It's not just that he's told the Ba'achem and saying there was this middle guy that I bought from. The middle guy is real here. If he lived there for one, we know that the Marakama owned it at some point in time. We don't know if the middleman owned it. But if he lived there for one day, there's a distinct possibility that he did own it. So the taina of the Moksik is buttressed. The taina of the Moksik is strengthened that he bought it from that middleman. And that's enough for us to do a taninah. Last question, yeah.
If the middleman did steal it, why would the original owner, why would he not protest it for 4 years?
That's a good question. That's why he's going to win. That's why the Moksik is going to win. But again, he wouldn't win unless he had a taina. So as long as we can establish that it's a good taina, then it's a chazaka sheshim taina, and then he's talking about it.
Just a brief thought from the parashah.